youngsters are listening to this, and parents too. Gymnastics is a sport that so many kids like, but at what age do they eventually drop out unless they are really exceptional? Kind of talk about that, because I think if you pointed out, there are only five who really make the Olympic team.
Right.
So what do we do with this?
Well, you've heard me talk a little bit about this, but I do think sports is just such a great foundation to learn life lessons. It is important, especially in a sport like ours, to know that there's about 5 million kids in the U.S. that do gymnastics, but only 5 kids will make the Olympic team. But that'd be like saying it's not worth going to college unless you could go to Harvard. Yes, it's worth going to college. You're going to learn a lot. And Harvard isn't the only quality university. There's places to go and there's places to get education. So we try to teach kids that you're going to learn a lot about dedication. You're going to learn about yourself. You're going to learn about when you fall, how to pick yourself up. You're going to learn how to be on a team. You're going to learn how to take coaching. You're going to learn how to be a leader. All these things come from sports. And now having a 6.5-year-old, I can really see the value in it. You know, my son plays some individual sports. He's on a team, and I can really see that I can help teach him a lot of lessons that it will carry him a lifetime that go well beyond your years as an athlete. So I see a lot of value in just the sports experience, but you got to love it and you kind of have to connect to your passion. And I think if the kids aren't loving it, then I think you should find something else. Luckily, I was exposed to lots of different sports when I grew up, and I found something that really connected with me. It wasn't the obvious choice. It was surely the road less taken, because my brothers are speed skaters and I was a gymnast. I mean, this is back in the 70s. When everybody played football, basketball, baseball, we chose these unusual sports. But we found something we loved. And if you love it, it's easy to put the work in. It's just a no-brainer. And I think also, if kids get so focused, and families too, on the end goal, sometimes that clouds your choices. I think you got to love every day getting a little bit better. You got to love the process. And if you love the process, wherever that takes you will be okay because you've loved the journey. If you're so focused on the end goal, then that's the only thing that gets you there. Forget about what happens between here and there. Maybe that all becomes misery. Well, I'm thinking, hey, I love what I'm doing right now. Tonight, I'm flying to Baton Rouge to do an ESPN gymnastics show, and I'll love that when I'm doing that. But, you know, I take pride in the short-term successes and the journey. That, to me, is the magic. And I don't know where it's going to all end up. I don't have some kind of long-term plan. But I do know I'm loving who I'm working with. I'm loving the choices I'm making now. And that, to me, I think is a lesson for kids, that if you love the process and you trust the process, wherever it takes you will be fine. Whatever level that is, school, business, sports, community service, church, you name it. Wherever that takes you will be fine because you've loved the journey.
Here you are, 54, soon 55, and what we've talked about here could consume a lifetime for somebody. You're mid of your life. You could live to be 100.
I hope so.
Do you have long-range things out there, goals that you're reaching for?
I don't really have a long-term plan. I don't know if that's a failing or not. I've heard that successful people kind of know what they want and what outcome they're looking for. I'm not sure I'm guided that way, and I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. But what I do know is that I have always connected myself with like-minded people. And together, we go places, and we do interesting, fascinating, fun, inspiring things. That, to me, I think says a lot about what's important to you. Who you choose to hang around matters a lot. So I've chosen to hang around people who have similar passions, similar interests, similar attitudes. So I'm getting fulfilled every day. I don't think I need some end run benchmark that says, okay, I've made it, because I feel like I'm making it every day.
Let me just read this to you. Bart Conner is the most accomplished male gymnast America has ever produced. He is the only American gymnast to win gold medals at every level of national and international competition. He is a junior national champion, an elite national champion, a Pan American Games champion, a World Cup champion, the first and still only American to win a gold medal at a World Cup event, a world champion, and finally an Olympic champion. How does that make you feel to hear those words come back to you?
I just, a little emotional, obviously, but I'm so grateful because, as I said, if I've made a few good decisions in my life, they are to connect with great people. And those great people have helped me achieve those things. Because it's worth nothing unless you can share it with somebody. You know, the choices my parents made, I look back, how grateful I am. I wasn't pushed as an athlete. My mom and dad always said, if you don't want to do this, don't. But I wanted to do it, and I had the support system to help me do that. You know, we're a middle-class family from the Chicago suburbs. It's not like I had any kind of special ticket to the top. I just worked hard, and I take a lot of pride in that. But I have to say, I do believe your life comes down to a handful of key decisions. Picking gymnastics that day I walked into that gym at 10, I said, this is where I belong. I just knew it. I didn't even have to think about it. I just knew this is where I belong. Picking Oklahoma, even though it was not the obvious choice, I just knew it was right because I chose to connect with somebody who had similar passions and similar ideas. Picking my wife, Nadia Comaneci. Who would have thought? I'm a kid from Chicago. I'm going to marry some girl from Romania? You know, you're supposed to marry somebody you went to high school with, right? But in fact, the Olympics opened my world to different cultures and different people, different philosophies. I was studying Japanese when I was in high school because I wanted to be like the great Japanese. And I was learning Russian words so I could talk to the gymnasts from Russia and Ukraine. The Olympic movement has certainly shaped a lot of the things in my life as well that I think are positive. So I'm grateful for the successes, but I never felt like I had to have the successes to feel like I was getting fulfilled because I was getting fulfilled every day. That to me is really part of what I stand for, I think. If you can create a scenario where you love to be where you are, love to be with the people, you're in an environment that cultivates that kind of collaborative thing, all boats rise in that situation. And I like to be in those kind of environments. If anything, the successes I've had are wonderful because, you know, it's something you can hang on the wall. But I didn't need them to feel successful. I'm grateful. But I feel like the successes I have are because of the choices I've made and who I've chosen to associate with. That has allowed me to feel fulfilled and also has led to my success.
Well, I want to thank you for this time we've spent here for Voices of Oklahoma, because there'll be many students who listen to this now. I always say this is also for the babies born today, because in 15, 20 years, they'll be listening to this. So I say thank you. And then I'm sure you've been thanked many, many times the way you've represented our country, the way you've represented our state. We owe you a debt of gratitude, so I thank you for that as well.
Oh, I'm grateful for your time, John.
Absolutely.
Thanks for including me on your long list of legends here. I'm very proud.
All right. That was great.